Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, joined by our lovely friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100, the Elvis Duran Show. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Hello.
How was your weekend, my friend? What were you up to?
It was great. Rob Shooter, I went to a land. A land, let me tell you, that many will love, many others will despise. It was called Legoland.
Lego!
It's a land of Legos. Took the kiddies up to go see Legoland and Lego Santa. And just like every parent's worst nightmare, though, they have access to Legos all over the place. And imagine going to a hotel where Legos are just on the floor. I was stepping on Legos until I was like bleeding out of my feet. But it was all good because the smiles on the kids' faces, that's what it's all about. Not the fact that I'm crippled from stepping on Legos.
You're the best dad ever. I went to see Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical. It's on Broadway. Garrett, I've got to tell you, it's better than the film. It's better than the film.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. I laughed, I cried, and I really believe at this moment, we've all been through so much the last couple of years. This is the feel-good family musical that we need right now. I think life's a little bit better, Garrett, with Mrs. Doubtfire. We all need a little bit of Mouse Doubtfire in our lives. Just a little
of
bit.
Of course. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was supposed to see Mrs. Doubtfire 2 years ago. It was literally the show that I got for a Christmas gift for my wife, Allie.
Yeah.
And we were going to go see it. You gave it to her that December. And then, you know, that COVID thing came into bout. And it shut down Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And we were super excited. Oh. So now that, you know, the theater is open, Mrs. Doubtfire is back on stage, I cannot wait to go see it.
I'm so glad you said that. You're going to love it. If you like the film, you are going to love this stage show. I think it's even better because they add songs to it and dancing. She is hilarious. There's a guy, let's look him up here. Rob McCule is the name of the lead actor.
Great.
Unbelievable. I thought, gosh, I'm going to miss Robin Williams. May he rest in peace. Love him, always will. Rob pulls it off. He pulls it off. But go see Mrs. Doubtfire. Hey, let's jump in the show because we've got so much gossip to get to right now. I hope Mrs. Doubtfire is listening. Hello. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Prince William is revealing that Taylor Swift got him to sing on stage. So he's finally opening up about this famous duet for the first time, admitting that he got to feel like a little bit of a puppy when she persuaded him to sing. So back in 2013, if you remember, the Royal took the stage with Taylor and John Bon Jovi in London to sing Living on a Prayer. I love that song. It was an impromptu concert, and William described it as being completely off the cuff. Now, 8 years later, he's saying the following, quote, "I went to a charity fundraising gala for Centrepoint, which is a homeless charity that he's very fond of, and he supported this over the years. It was a fundraiser, and he turns up, Bon Jovi's there, Taylor Swift is there, and he's totally knocked off his feet by the stars." I love that even the future King of England still gets excited by Taylor Swift and John Bon Jovi. So he sat down next to Taylor Swift. She's on his left. And John gets up and he does his first song. And then there's a pause. And she turns to him. She puts her hand on his arm. She looks him in the eye and she says, quote, "Come on, William, let's go and sing." He says to this day, he doesn't know what really came over him. So he's used to doing speeches in public. He's got a very, very public life, but he's not used to singing in public. And he was terrified. How do you say no to Taylor Swift? Can you?
No, you can't. But, you know, in all defense, you know, Taylor Swift made it sound so easy. Let's go sing. Taylor Swift's a singer. You know what? So it's even more pressure on William to go, how can I say no? I have two singers saying, come sing. I don't sing. What am I supposed to do?
Never thought about it like that. Although the expectations on him were not very high. If Taylor got up there and didn't do a very good job, I'd be like, oh, Taylor, oh, John Bon Jovi, you don't know that song, John. But if Prince William forgot the lyrics, you can forgive him a little bit. Have you ever been caught up like that in the moment? Have you got really, really excited? Mine was, I have a bit of a secret crush, and you know I know nothing about sports, but I love Eli Manning.
We know you're in love with me. It's fine. Don't say secret.
You are my crush. You're not my secret crush. This one, so I was at a charity event, and Eli Manning was sitting at the table with me, and I have a...
You and I both have the same crush.
I have a crush on him.
I have a crush too.
And I ended up, there was an auction, and they needed somebody to wear his helmet that he was auctioning off. And I got so excited, I put it on. And I sat on stage wearing his helmet. I couldn't nearly get it because my head, I've got a big head. I've got a bigger head than Eli.
He has a big head
and
too.
And
so,
mine's
I mean...
even bigger. So I do. I can understand getting caught up in the moment. This just goes to show you, though, that William, I think, has a reputation of being a little bit of a stiff shirt. Somebody that really doesn't let go. And that brings us to our poll question of the day. William revealed how Taylor Swift convinced him to sing on stage. Is William actually more fun than we think? Do you think he is more fun than we think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on there?
All right. Well, Rob Schroeder, if I was to say I have deep pockets and I'm about to pay you $35 million, would you have the audacity to say, thanks, but no thanks.
Never. Forget it. I'll do it now.
Well, George Clooney just said that he turned down the opportunity to make $35 million. Ready for this? Not for like a year's or multi-year's
for
worth
life.
Of work. 1 day's worth of work for an airline commercial. And, we all know George Clooney has done commercials before. He's ridden his moped around the Nespresso commercial with Danny DeVito. Yes. And, I wonder how much Danny DeVito got paid for versus George Clooney on. That would be interesting. Yeah. But for the Nespresso, he made $40 million. So it's a little bit of a pay cut for the airline to give him only 35, but I digress. So Clooney said, you know what? He talked to his wife, Amal, and they said, is it worth it? You know what I mean? So and they said, we decided it's not worth it because the country that, although it's an ally, it's questionable at times. So I thought, well, if it takes a minute of sleep away from me, it's not worth it.
So now we know not only does George cost $35 million a day, he costs $1 million per minute of sleep.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But it is interesting, though, because, you know, I saw this headline before and, you know, you judge a book by its cover and you don't read the rest unless I'm on naughtygossip.com. I just assumed who would turn down $35 million? But once we talk about that, like we're talking about right now, it's about principle.
It's about
having standards, so easy for us to say, how dare you turn down $35 million?
Right.
But it's actually something near and dear and true that, like, he has values.
I really like him. Like, it makes me like him more. I hate it. I thought it was going to be one of those supermodel stories there. They say, I don't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day. Remember, I think it was Linda Evangelista who said that. And I was like, oh, stop it. That's so gross. I thought that where you were going to go with this, but it's actually not. This is a really, really good story. We've all got principles. You know, we play that game at parties, maybe when we've all had one too many to drinks, like, would you do this for $1 million? Would you do that for two?
Right.
Would you kiss him? Would you have sex with her for $1 million? Like, or you would play those games. And
would you eat this?
Yes. And there's things I wouldn't do for $1 million, and there's things I wouldn't do for $2 million, $35 million, Garrett. I would do a lot.
Well, I think it's easy to say, like, I wouldn't do this, or, like, as much as we would love the money, but, like, when you're at George Clooney's level, I mean, remember, he sold his tequila company for, you know, billions of dollars. Like, he's a very wealthy actor. He's not hard up for money, so it's not like he's, you know, hey, I need the money. Right. You know, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's shocking to say, but it is the truth. $35 million is not life-changing for George Clooney. His life wouldn't change that much. He wouldn't get a better house. He wouldn't get a better car. He's already got the best house. He's already got the best car. He doesn't have to get a new pair of shoes. Like, $35 million, if it doesn't change your life, then I do get it. And even if it does change your life, I love the principles of this. I love it.
I just don't see Clooney in a JetBlue commercial anytime soon.
Now, that
would
be worth it.
Of course.
That would be terrific. Okay, moving along, the Bachelor fans are upset about the narrative of the new Bachelor, who is calling himself the underdog. So this very, very handsome 28-year-old white former NFL player from Missouri. His name is Clayton Eckard. He's the new Bachelor. However, they are promoting him as the underdog. Very, very strange. He's so good looking. There is nothing underdog about this alpha, very, very handsome, tall, fit guy. But on the new promotional photograph, it says, quote, everyone loves an underdog. Is this a problem?
I think so, because it's twofold. Because they're using that sports narrative, you know, of being the underdog.
I didn't get that.
But the way he comes across, though, it's like, Where are you the underdog? Yes. You're very good looking. You're on a TV show. You're going to have hundreds of women throwing themselves at you. Where in this do you, so it's that sports narrative, I believe, looking at it, you know, glass half full, where he literally, you know, probably had a hard time getting to play college football, then the professionals, and everyone doubted him and no one thought he could win.
Right.
And they're going to use that part of it, but the way it comes across, it doesn't. Yeah.
Some people are commenting. Let me read you one of the comments. Quote, "In no way in America is a straight, cis, white, male athlete an underdog." When I read that quote, I was like, wow, that really does sum it up. Tom
Brady. Of all the comments, you read my comment.
I know you well, my friend.
Do you think when he was born, when Clayton was born, there was two options for him in life? To be a farmer or be a football
right.
player?
Neither of which is the underdog. What's going on with that girl, Kim Kardashian?
Keeping on the sports track. So she shut down speculation that she threw some shade at Laura Pippen. Now, if you know Laura Pippen, Real Housewives of Miami, she was once married to Scottie Pippen, who played with Michael Jordan on the Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
Well, so in a promo for the upcoming season, Laura accused by her co-stars of wanting to be just like Kim Kardashian. Besides the timing, Kim took to Twitter to kind of like clear the air, because it's funny that, like, normally you being a former publicist, you would have to put out a press release.
How they can,
you know,
do
what
it
I mean?
Themselves.
Yeah, exactly. They take to Twitter, yeah. They take to Instagram, and they go from there. So she goes, in response to a fan questioning her caption intention, she wrote, "No shade throwing. I want everyone to win," which, pro move from Kim Kardashian to easily say that, and kind of like squashes everything,
right.
and you move on from there. By the way, I totally, let me go back for a second. So here's the thing. Kim Kardashian posted a picture and said, "Hey, they could steal your recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same." This is where it all started from, after Laura was accused of trying to be like a Kardashian.
Right.
So of course, Kim cleared the air, said, you know, everyone wants to win. And our friends at Dax and Adam, who have a great podcast.
Yes.
That we're always competing with, by the way.
I
mean, Hollywood Raw podcast. Yeah, Laura Pippen said, maybe, you know, this is why everyone thinks that, you know, does Kim hate Laura, but it's because I blocked, this is what she said on the podcast, "Maybe because I blocked Kanye on my phone because I couldn't take him and his calls anymore. I can't, I'm drained, so I blocked him on my phone. Obviously, I can't really upset him." No, obviously that really upset him.
Right.
So as much as Kim tries to clear the air, Laura doesn't help herself.
She doesn't help herself.
Just, you know,
something happened.
You know,
something happened between Kim and Laura. All the Kardashians unfollowed Laura on social media, which, as you know, is a big, big, big statement to make, particularly by the Kardashians.
Course.
I'd love to have Kim follow me. Actually, would I? I don't think my life would change. You think you would love to have her follow you, but I don't know if your life changes that much.
I don't think it changes, but you do probably get a slew
right.
of.
Yeah, because 1% of her followers is still like a million or something, so you probably do. So I do get it. So these two, something happened. They used to be really, really close. They're not close anymore, but I do like that expression. You can steal the recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same.
So you know what's interesting, just speaking about why does the Kardashians, you know, unfollow Laura? I think it has to do with the fact that Laura Pippen wants to date most of the men that the Kardashians
competition.
Date.
Gareth,
100% competition.
Fortunately, we do not have that problem, you and me. Okay, moving along quickly before we go to break. Mark Consuelos, oh, he's so lovely. He put up a he's good looking and he's a good guy. He put up a delicious post about Kelly Ripa, really saying that they still have date night. He wrote the following caption: "Table for two, date night with my fave." Are these two the ultimate couple's goal?
At least on social media, yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, but give us some real, like, hey, we fought about the
right.
fact that, you know, I didn't want Italian last
right.
night. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just show us a little bit of reality into there, too. But for the most part, you know, it is picture perfect.
You're doubting
the love. No, I'm not doubting the love. Rob Shooter, we all get into those petty. Show us a petty argument.
I had a petty argument last night with Bruce, I know. Over Chinese food.
Exactly. Mine was with my wife, Allie, about the garbage. It was like, I feel like the garbage could have went out this morning,
God.
But it had to go out last night at exactly 10 o'clock at night. It couldn't wait four hours.
If Ali wants that garbage out, Garrett, you put on your pants and you...
Oh, guess what? The garbage went out. Like, I stomped my feet. I stomped my feet nice and...
I bet you were a little
right out the
monster.
Door.
Okay, let's take a
quick
break.
I'm lucky she didn't lock me out.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Yes. Da-da-da. Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, Rita Moreno dated Elvis Presley to make Marlon Brando jealous. I mean, there's three legends
that sentence
in that
alone.
Sentence. There's all that's missing is Judy Garland and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, that is a sentence. Have you ever done this? Have you ever done it? Have you ever dated somebody to make somebody else jealous? Ooh, let's have a look. Ooh, 67% said no. I have done this.
60% liars.
I've done this. It never, ever works. If somebody doesn't want you anymore, it doesn't matter what you put in front of their face. They don't want you. Have you ever done it, Garrett?
No. I've probably been a product of it where it's like, oh, they want to date me. And it's like, I am just a mere pawn in this chess game of relationships.
Oh, Garrett, that makes me so sad, but it just feels so right with you. I knew that something sad.
Well, you know what's interesting about Rita Moreno and Elvis Presley and Marlon Brando? Just imagine if this were to be happening right
it's
now
Kim
in
Kardashian.
The midst of social media. But those specifically, you can argue that those three names were probably bigger than the Kardashians were
Elvis
in their time.
Presley. Yes.
And imagine what social media would look like. I mean, TMZ would be making billions of dollars off of
can
this story.
Can you imagine Judy Garland on Twitter, having a fight with Marilyn Monroe? And it's just so wild. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our noisiest of the day.
Yes. All right. So remember that photo? It was about 15 years ago where it was Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears all sitting in the car just enjoying it up.
Yes, I do.
And everybody was like, hey, look at the world right now. Paris Hilton's getting married, Britney's free, and Lindsay Lohan's married. Yep. You know, 15 years ago, who would have thought this we would be here in the world? So Paris Hilton was commenting on the image saying, I can't believe it's been 15 years since this iconic photo was snapped. We were dubbed the Holy Trinity of the 2000s. That's still funny. Looking back, she goes, I saw Lindsay got engaged. I know we've had our differences in the past, but I wanted to say congratulations to her, and I genuinely are very happy for her. And it was kind of cool, and it did become a meme over the last few weeks of how the world is. But before we do our naughtiest of the day, where was Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan?
I know it really well. They had beef for a long time. They called each other horrible names, and they really did not get along. In fact, Paris even said Lindsay shouldn't have been in the car. It was her and Britney. And Lindsay just jumped in, and that's when they took that picture. It was Paris's car. She also went on to say, though, that in the 2000s, the media loved pitting women against other women, and that was a real thing. And she said every single magazine cover at the time was always about a feud, and she said that they always made it out to be more dramatic than it really was. I hope we don't do that today still, but I fear we do. Hey, Paris Hilton, our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Chris Cuomo has been accused of sexual harassment just days before getting fired from CNN. So shocking new allegations against Chris emerged just days before CNN announced it was firing him. They are still doing an ongoing investigation, but an attorney came forward on Sunday and said her client was a victim of a serious sexual misconduct. It's believed this woman worked with Chris when he worked at ABC. The network has no additional information at the moment and would not elaborate. Chris, we should point out, is denying the accusations of sexual misconduct and naughtiest of the day. Hey, and let's leave with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Love this.
So, the reason we all give up these New Year's resolutions that we're about to make is it's much easier to go back to living the old way than making a change. Change is really hard, Garrett. The minute you lose focus, those naughty old habits, they come rushing back. We're all creatures of habit. We are designed to find comfort in our daily routines, which is why before very long, we don't put up much of a fight and our bad habits win. This is why you've got to remain focused and alert. You have to remind yourself every day that you are making a choice. And if you're not choosing it, you're not changing it. Ooh, that's
interesting.
It for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be.
You've got to be.
Nice. Take care, everybody. It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!